evening, I was about to tell about this new experience, but he told you the story. I was very enjoyed and very happy to be in Sugar House helping and learning something new. But the sad story, there is no maple trees in Jordan.
Okay. He has good English.
I just would like to thank you, the family of the Northside Baptist Church. You are family. I find that you are family, really family, with each other and for us also. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We are in mission conference, but I'm going to speak different thing, not mission. نقرأ من رسالة بولس إلى أفسس والإصحاح الخامس الأعداد الأول والثاني.
Our passage for tonight is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
And by the way, this is the language. What I'm speaking in the language that we serve the Lord in our country. So it's an opportunity to taste our language that we serve the Lord in.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour.
I like these two verses very much, and the Lord put in my heart something to share with you tonight, so I'm going to speak in Arabic to deliver the message that the Lord put in my heart.
أنا حبيت كثير هدول الأعداد وشان هيك ربطها على قلبي إنه لكم يوم ليلة.
Like it, huh? Okay, this is the last time speaking English. موضوع المحبة موضوع كثير مهم في حياتنا كمسيحيين.
You know, the subject of love is the main important subject in our life as Christians.
إحنا بنطلع على موضوع المحبة دائما بيخطر على بالنا شخص الرب يسوع المسيح.
When we think about love, the first person come to our mind is Christ.
وموضوع المحبة موضوع كثير مهم في حياتنا لأنه بالمحبة بنستطيع نتجاوز كل الخلافات.
And it is so main important subject for us in our life because through love and by love we can pass many difficulties.
مهما كانت المشكلة كبيرة.
Whatever is the difficulty or circumstance in our life we can overcome it.
بالمحبة بنستطيع نتجاوزها. حكى. بالمحبة بنستطيع نتجاوز كل خلافاتنا. بالمحبة بنستطيع نتجاوز كل صعوباتنا. بالمحبة بنستطيع نعيش حياة مسيحية حقيقية.
We can overcome our disagreements, we can overcome even temptation, and we can live a true Christian life.
بالمحبة بنستطيع نكسب أي خلاف مع أي حد.
And we can gain any problem even or misunderstanding from people to us when we love them.
لكن بهذول العددين في مقياس للمحبة.
But in these two verses there is a standard of love.
تحكي كونوا متمثلين بالله كأولاد أحباء. والمقياس الأول إنه تكون محبتنا كمحبة الله بطريقة عملية.
He's saying here, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, you know. So he's telling us we must be loving in a practical way.
وأن نحب بطريقة عملية بمعنى أن نسلك في المحبة وأن تكون كل تصرفاتنا تدل على أن نحب من نتعامل معه.
So this means, you know, like, you know, our actions, all our actions must show love to others.
راح احكي لكم اعتراف اول مره بحكي.
I will share with you a confess, first time I'm sharing it.
وحقيقه اول مره بعترف فيه لانه كنت دائما احكي مش لازم احكي عن حياتي.
Because always my idea was I don't want to talk about my life, but I like to share this with you.
لانه انا وصغير لحتى قبلت الرب يسوع كنت قمه الاذى.
Since I was young till I accepted the Lord, I was maybe the main troublemaker in the family and in the community where I was living.
حقيقة كنت كل يوم أجيب مشكلة لأبوي. كنت وجع راس بالنسبة لأبوي.
And every day there was a problem coming to my dad because of me.
دخلت السجن ثلاث مرات.
I was in jail three times.
كان أبوي كل مرة صابر علي. صابر يعني بس كان مش صابر بمعنى الصبر. صابر بعد العقاب.
My dad was so patient with me. But not patient after a punishment.
يعني كل مرة كان يعاقبني يقول لي أنا يعني صابر عليك.
So after he punished me, he will tell me, I am so patient with you.
أبوي كان قاسي يعني رجل قاسي رجل عسكري كان.
He was a military guy, my dad, so he was really tough man.
كان كل مرة العقاب يمكن يساوي المشكلة اللي كنت عاملها برا.
So really, the punishment is was equal to the problems that I was doing outside.
فكنت بالنسبة لأبوي يعني قمة الأذى والوجع.
So I was a big pain in the heart of my dad.
كل يوم كان يكون أبوي داخل البيت المساء.
Every night when he come from his job, my dad to home.
أول سؤال يسألني يا شو عملت اليوم.
The first question will say, what you did today.
أم مين راح تيجي تشكي عليك اليوم.
And he will say, okay, your mom now she will tell me. So it's better to tell me now before.
أم مين ضربته راح تيجي تشكي عليك.
And also the mother of the person who you beat it today will come also and talk to your mom and then I will know.
So كل يوم كان عشاي أكل وكان عشاي ضربة تانية.
So my dinner every day was something like a punishment, a beating.
لكن صراحة لما قبلت الرب يسوع المسيح تغيرت حياتي كليا.
But when I accepted the Lord, my life changed upside down.
تغيرت كليا لدرجة إنه أبوي كان متفاجئ يعني أنت ابني مش ابني شعار.
You know, this change even let my dad doubt. You know, is this my son or not?
لكن اكتشف أبوي إنه في عمل الرب يسوع المسيح بيقدر يعمل وبيغير الأشخاص لأنه أبوي كان كاثوليكي متعصب جدا جدا.
But after years he discovered that there is something that Christ can do in a man. My dad discovered this because he was really a conservative and strict Catholic.
فأبوي حاول يجرب التغيير اللي حصل.
So he tried to have the same change in his life.
لكن أبوي راح على إكستريم تاني أكثر صعوبة.
But instead really of surrendering to the Lord, he went to another extreme.
فأبوي راح على المورمون وصار عضو نشيط في كنيسة المورمون.
So he became a Mormon, my dad.
كان صار شيخ في كنيسة المورمون.
He became an elder in the Mormon church.
فكان يجي يحكي لي مش حاسس أنا إنه صار معي إشي.
And he will come to me and tell me, you know, I'm attending this church, but nothing happened to me.
بعدين بعد فترة صار يطلبوا منه يكتب بعض يوعظ يخدم
so الكنيسة. So after صار asking him, you know, can you preach for us from time to another?
فكان على مين يجي كان يجي علي يكتب لي الوعظة.
So he used to come to Iser and tell him, you know, I want you to write a sermon for me.
فكنت أنا أكتب له الوعظة بس كان يسألني سؤال يعني خطير كل مرة بدي تكتب لي الوعظة من كتاب العهود السبعة والخريدة النفيسة.
So I said, but you know, I want you to write the sermon using the books of the Mormon.
كنت أحكي له ما بعرف أكتب وعظة إلا من كتابي.
But I told him, you know, I cannot write a sermon. I don't know. Only from my book I can write a sermon.
فبدك أكتب لك من كتابي المقدس وعظة بكتب لك.
So if you want me to write from the Bible, I'm ready to write.
فكان يحكي لي أكتب لي وعظة المهم تكتب لي وعظة.
Right. I need to preach something for them.
كنت أكتب له الوعظة يروح يوعظها.
So I was writing. He was going and preaching.
كان لما يرجع يحكي لي كلهم فرحوا من وين بتجيب الكلام أقول له مش أنا بجيب الكلام.
And all of them they were happy. They come and tell him, you know, they are so happy, you know, from where these words you are getting it.
8 years أبوي مع المورمونز.
8 years he stayed in that church, Mormon church.
8 years كنت أقدم له كل دعم وكل المحبة وكل احترام بدون ما أكون منفر.
8 years I was showing him love and support without being an offend to him.
لغاية ما إجا يوم وحكى لي أنا بدي أشوف مسيحك.
When the moment came and he said, I want to know your Christ.
فاجا على الكنيسة معنا.
So he came to the church.
من أول لقاء مع الرب قبل الرب.
First meeting he attended, he accepted the Lord as his own savior.
أبوي انتقل للمجد قبل 4 years.
He went to be with the Lord before 4 years.
يوم انتقل للمجد كنا قاعدين مع بعض بنحكي.
When he went to be with the Lord, we were sitting all together. Talking.
فكان هيك بيطلع لفوق.
He was looking up.
كان بحكي أنا مش لازم أضل على الأرض.
And he said, I must not stay here now.
وأنا جاي لعندك استقبلني.
And he said, Lord, I'm going to you. Please receive me.
بعدين بحكي له وين رايح؟ قال أنا رايح على الملك.
I told him, you know, Dad, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the kingdom.
And he وسلم روحه بهذيك اللحظة.
And he gave his spirit at that moment.
ظلوا عينيه فتحين.
And his eyes stayed open.
لغاية ما انجبرنا نلزقهم بقلوب.
So we tried to close his eyes in تلزيق قلوب.
كان شايف منظر ما قدر يسكر عينيه على اللي كان شايف.
He saw something that his eyes couldn't be closed.
كونوا متمثلين بالله كأولاد أحباء. رب يسوع يطلب منا أن نكون متمثلين به شخصياً، أولاد أحباء، أولاد الطاعة.
The Lord is commanding us through this passage. We need to set him as our example and follow him as dear children, as children of obedience.
يمكن عندك ولد مطيع.
Remember, we have a child that is obeying.
يمكن عندك ولد مش مطيع.
And maybe you have a disobedient child.
ما يكون لك سبب مرارة فيك.
Don't let any one of them become a reason of bitterness.
لا أنا متأكد مش راح يكون أسوأ مني زي ما كنت.
Because I'm sure you won't find somebody who is worse than me.
لكن الرب يغير كل الأشخاص. فالله يطالبنا بمحبة من هذا النوع. ولهذا يطالبنا بمحبة من نوع مختلف حتى تكون سبب تأثير وتغيير للآخر.
This is the reason God is asking us to love in different way so we can be an influence of change to others.
كأولاد أحباء يطالبنا النص بأن نسلك في المحبة.
You know, as dear children, you know, he is commanding us to walk in love.
أي نوع من المحبة يطلبها النص؟
Which kind of love he's asking here for?
نطلب أن نحب كمحبة المسيح.
He's asking as Christ.
صعب.
Maybe it's difficult.
لكن الروح القدس يستطيع أن يغير فينا إلى أن لأنه الكتاب يطالبنا بأن نشابه صورة ابنه.
But you know the Holy Spirit is inside us and the Holy Spirit can give us the power to live so we will be like the image of the Son.
وتوقع هاي المحبة محبة المسيح هي محبة كاملة.
And you know the love of Christ is a perfect love.
محبة غير محدودة.
It's unlimited love.
ومحبة مضحية.
And it's unconditional love. It's sacrificial.
عشان هيك اسمها محبة.
This is the reason it's named love.
محبة كاملة، محبة غير محدودة، محبة مضحية. وأذكر لكم هاي القصة.
So and I mentioned for you this story.
في اثنين إخوة.
Two brothers.
اثنين الإخوة ورثوا عن أهلهم ثروة طائلة.
So they inherited their parents really a great inheritance.
ورثوا عن أهلهم أراضي وأموال وعقارات لا يعني ليس لها آخر ليس لها حصر.
They inherited lands and money and properties.
لدرجة أن واحدة من أراضيهم كان يقسمها نهر.
And one of their lands that they inherited between the two pieces was a big river.
لهم ضفتي النهر الأرض اللي على اليمين والأرض اللي على اليسار لهم.
So the, on the right side or the left side of the river it's both for them.
كانوا بيحبوا بعض كثير كانت علاقتهم مميزة.
These two brothers used to love each other a lot.
علاقة مميزة محبة غير طبيعية كانت كل الناس تشير إلى المحبة ويحكوا طلعوا على المثال الجميل إخوة اثنين بيحبوا بعض كثير.
Their love was so unique so even the people in that village they used to say always you know if you want to learn about love go and look to these two brothers.
لغاية ما دخل الشيطان بينهم.
Till the devil came between them.
بدأت المشاكل.
And the problem started between them.
بدأت المشاكل تكبر.
And this problem was growing.
بدأت المشاكل تكبر.
And this bitterness came to exist between them.
الحب بدأت تضعف.
And the love was becoming weak.
لدرجة أنهم قرروا ينفصلوا عن بعض كل واحد يروح في طريقه.
Till they decide they don't want to see each other, let each one go in his way in life.
فواحد اختار ضفة النهر وواحد اختار ضفة تاني.
So one he chose the land from the right side and the other chose from the left side.
فاللي أخذ الجهة الثانية عمر بيته على الجهة هاي وهذا البيت الأولاني أخذ الأولاني فكان كل واحد عايش بجهة.
So who chose this land he built his own home there and who chose the right side he built his home on the right side.
فبطلوا يشوفوا بعض بطلوا يحبوا بعض بطلوا يحكوا مع بعض كل واحد عايش لوحده.
They are not communicating with each other. They are not seeing each other. So they hate each other. So each one living alone.
مسافة بينهم قريبة.
Even only between them only a river.
لكن ما كانوا يزوروا بعض.
But they didn't visit each other.
لغاية ما زادت الكراهية بينهم بطلوا طايقين يشوفوا بعض.
So till a level that they cannot imagine that his brother in front of him. He cannot imagine each one.
فإجا الكبير طلب من مقاول يجي بده يعمل له عمل.
So the oldest brother he get a contractor and he wants him to do something for him.
إجا المقاول على الأخ الكبير قال له هاي الفلوس بدي إياك تعمل لي كذا وكذا.
So the contractor came and the oldest brother told him I want you to do this and this for me.
طلب من المقاول يبني له سور عالي بده يشوف أخوه.
You know I want you to build on the edge of the river a high wall, so I cannot see even his home, my brother.
سافر الأخ.
And the brother traveled.
لما رجع.
When he returned back.
شاف أخوه الصغير جاي بركض من بعيد بركض.
He saw that his youngest brother is running from far away.
جاي ركض 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 وقع على عنق أخوه باس أخوه.
And he ran to him and he hugged him and he kissed him.
قال له شكرا.
And he told him thank you.
لأنه المقاول بنى جسر.
Because the contractor he didn't build a wall, he built a bridge.
الصغير فكر الكبير بده يسامحه أو سامحه بده يصالحه.
So the youngest brother saw that the oldest want to forgive him and reconcile the relationship.
شيك عمل معنا الرب الإله.
And this was what the Lord did for us.
المسيح إجا ومات عنا.
So Christ, you know, he sent the Son and Christ died for us.
هل نحب بعضنا متمثلين بالله كأولاد أحبة؟
Do we love each other as Christ loved us and he built a bridge?
هل بحب أخوي القاعد جنبي في الكنيسة؟
Do I love my brother who's sitting next to me in the church?
هل بحبه محبة حقيقية؟
Do I love him a true love?
هل بحبه كما أحبه المسيح؟
Do I love him as Christ loved him?
أحبه كما أحبني المسيح؟
Or as Christ loved me?
ولا بحكي له بحبك ولما بيطلع من الكنيسة بسلخ جلده.
Or any when I see him I say, you know brother, I love you. And when he will be far, say, what a brother I have.
هل محبتي حقيقية؟
Is my love true love?
تعرف بيوحنا 13:34-35 الرب يسوع المسيح بيحكي وصية جديدة أعطيتكم أن تحبوا بعضكم بعضا كما أحببتكم أنا. تحبون أنتم أيضا بعضكم بعضا. بهذا يعرف الجميع أنكم تلاميذي إن كان لكم حب بعضا لبعض.
You know, in John 13, our Lord said, you know, a new command I give you. Love one another as I loved you. In this sign, you know, the whole world will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
علامة المسيح. هي علامتك كمسيحي.
This is our sign as a Christian.
لكن يمكن حد يسأل كيف بتتظهر هاي المحبة في حياتي.
But somebody maybe will ask, okay, how this will appear in my life?
لما بحب أي حدا بدون رياء بدون نفاق.
When I love any person without hypocrisy.
لما بحب محبة بدون مصلحة.
When I love him without looking what I will get from him.
لما بحب محبة بدون توقع أي خير أو أي فضل. محبة بدون دافع.
When I love without any expectation.
لما بحب كما أحب المسيح. محبة تقدم محبة لا تأخذ.
When I love as Christ loved, a giving love, not taking.
والأكثر لما الرب يسوع المسيح قال أحبوا أعداءكم باركوا لعينيكم أحسنوا إلى مبغضيكم وصلوا لأجل الذين يسيئون إليكم.
And the challenge is when our Lord said love your enemies, pray for people who do bad to you.
وهاي المحبة بصراحة محبة عجيبة.
And really this love it's an amazing love.
مرة كنت بحكي مع واحد مع شخص مسلم.
One day I was talking to a Muslim.
فالشخص المسلم كان كل اللي لامس قلبه كيف المسيح بحكي أحب أعدائه.
And what touched the heart of this person was how Christ is saying love your enemies.
لأنه ليش المفقود عنده إنه يحب صاحبه.
Because in their religion, even loving his friend is not existing.
إله مش محب، إله غضوب، إله صخوت.
Their God is not a God of love. It's God of wrath, a God of bitterness or hate.
فبحكي لي اقنعني يعني كيف بدي احب عدوي يعني.
But this stuck in his mind and he was telling me, you know, tell me so how I love my enemy if Christ saying this.
قلت له شو بتعتبرني؟
He said, what do you think about me?
بحكي لي انت عدوي لانك نصراني مسيحي.
He said, you are my enemy because you are Christian. I am Muslim.
قلت له انا عدوك بس انا بحبك.
He said, okay, if you look to me as I am your enemy, I love you.
قال بس أنا مش عدوه.
But then he said, you said to him.
No, he said to him.
Okay. The Muslim said to Pastor Aysar, but I'm not your enemy.
No, I said, لا حكيت له أنت عدوي لأنه أنت بتعتبرني عدوك فبالفعل يعني.
I told him, no, you are my enemy because if he said you are looking to me as your enemy, then you became my enemy and I have to love you.
لكن مع ذلك أنا بحبه.
Even whatever you think about me, I have to love you.
ظل يجي سنتين.
He stayed coming 2 years.
سنتين هو يسألني كيف بدي أحب عدو.
In 2 years, this was stuck in his brain, and always he will ask and answer him about how I can love my enemy.
سنتين وأنا أحكي له مش هتقدر تحب عدوك إلا إذا المسيح غير قلبك.
And my answer was always, you cannot love your enemy only if Christ changed your heart.
فقال لي أنا بدي أختبر هالمحبة.
He said, okay, I want to know and you know become really a changed person. How?
حكيت.
And I told him.
صل.
He prayed.
طلب الرب.
He accepted the Lord.
تعمد.
He was baptized.
اليوم بخدم بألمانيا.
Today he is serving in Germany.
بخدم بين لاجئين سوريين بألمانيا.
Among the Syrian refugees in Germany.
لاجئين سوريين من خلفية زي خلفيته.
He is a Syrian refugees from a Muslim background. He is reaching them with Christ.
الله يغير بالمحبة.
God changed people through love.
فما تتوقع إنه اللي بتشوفه في الشارع غير قابل للتغيير.
So don't think that the person that you meet in the street or in the market or outside, he is not a person that can be changed.
ما تخاف إذا كان مدمن مخدرات.
Don't be afraid if he's drug addicted.
ولا تخاف إذا كان هو شاذ جنسياً.
Even if he homosexual.
ولا إذا كان معبى وشم على جسمه.
Even if he's having all his body is full of tattoos.
هاي كلها أخطاء المسيح يغير من الداخل فالخارج يبقى بلا قيمة.
This is all mistakes. God can change it because God changed bigger than this.
ما تخاف تروح له.
Don't be afraid to go to him.
ما تخاف شو تحكي له.
Don't be afraid to share with him.
ما تخاف على كلامك أو على ردة فعله.
Don't be afraid about the words that you will say when you present the gospel.
لأنه أنت ما بتحكي. أنت بتقدم مسيح.
Because you are not speaking, you are presenting Christ.
المسيح اللي قدم محبة مضحية، محبة لا ربح فيها ولا خسارة.
Christ that he show love that really unconditional love.
محبة بدون حدود.
Unlimited love.
أشارككم بقصة كنت قرأتها مرة.
I want to share with you a story that I read one day.
والقصة أثرت فيه لأنها تقدم محبة كمحبة المسيح.
And the story really touched me because really it gives the meaning of the love.
محبة لما بحكي لما المسيح لما بولس الرسول قال أحب نساءكم كما أحب المسيح الكنيسة وأسلم نفسه لأجلها.
When Paul said that, you know, men or husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
في أحد غزوات كورش الملك الفارس الفارسي.
The Persian king Koresh, when he was conquering some cities,
دخل على المدينة واقتحم المدينة واحتل المدينة وانتصر وأخذ الأمير وعائلته أسرى.
He conquered a city and he took the prince and his family as prisoners.
وأخذهم ورجعهم معه على السجن.
And took him to Persia, put them in jail.
فخلاهم بالسجن وقال بدنا هذول نصدر فيهم حكم إعدام خلوهم لما أطلبهم منكم بتجيبوهم.
I said, you know, we want to kill them, but not now. Where I need to see them first.
فحطوهم في السجن ونسيهم.
So they put them in jail and they forgot them.
شهر شهرين ثلاث ستة نسيهم حوالي ست شهور.
After three, six months almost, then he remembers.
تخيل أمير في السجن ست شهور ما تغسل ولا تحمم ولا حلق ولا غسل ولا أكل فحالته كانت حالة مزرية وعائلته.
Imagine a prince 6 months in prison. He didn't have a shower. He was not having good food. What will happen? He is miserable.
شخص متعود على العز وعلى الرخاء وبهدل في
حياته. He used to have a comfort life. Now he's in jail for 6 months.
يوم الملك قاعد في 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 كرسي العرش تبعه.
And that day the king was sitting.
فقال اتذكر الأمير المأسور.
So he remembers the prince.
فقال لهم جيبوا لي الأمير بدي أشوفه.
He said, get me the prince.
جابوا الأمير بقفص.
And they get the prince in small, you know, jail room.
Cage.
Cage, thank you for helping me.
A small cage. وجابوا العيلة بالقفص الثاني.
You see, he has English better than me. And they get the rest of the family in another cage.
كان حالة الملك حالة يعني صعبة للغاية يعني حالة بتحزن.
And you know the situation of the prince was really so miserable.
كان يعني شكله حتى شكله بشع.
Even his face appears so ugly.
بحكوا إنه الملك كان بغاية في الجمال يعني ملك وسيم هانسون.
They say that he was really the king. The king was really so handsome as he said.
كان لابس خواتم الذهب بتاعته صولجانه على رأسه وعصات الملك في يده.
So he was all his fingers full of gold rings. He has a crown on his head.
وكان يجلس في منتهى مجده. كانت الألوان اللي تعرفوها الألوان الملكية الزبرجد واللون الأرجواني.
And you know the royal colors full of that room, all of it behind the throne.
طلع الملك على الأمير.
And he looked at the prince.
قال له بدك تعطيني سبب يخليني أترك عيلتك يروح وأعفي عنه.
He told him, you know, you need to give me a reason that this reason must convict me to release your family free without being dead.
قال له سيد الملك أي إشي بملكه رح أعطيك إياه بس اترك أولادي يروح.
قال له whatever I own I will give it to you but let my children go.
فقال له أنا عافيت عن أولادك اتركهم روح.
He said okay I will release your children.
قال له طب أعطيني سبب تاني أخلي مرتك تروح.
He said okay give me another reason so your wife will be released.
قال له بقدم ذاتي وحياتي.
He said I will give my life.
قال له أنا عافيت عنك وعن مرتك.
I said, okay, I will set you and your wife.
أحب نساءكم كما أحب المسيح الكنيسة وأسلم نفسه لأجلها.
Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his love, his life for her.
هل بنحب زوجاتنا بهالطريقة؟
Do as a man, we love our wives at the same level.
هم طالعين الأمير وزوجته.
When they were going out, the prince and his wife.
فالأمير بيسأل مرته.
And the prince was asking his wife.
شفتي قديش الملك وسيم وجميل.
Did you see how much he was so handsome person, the king?
شفتي قديش كان لابس ومتشيك وكله ذهب وأشياء جميلة.
Did you see that his clothes was full of gold and the rings and the royal colors behind him?
تعرف شو جاوبه؟
Do you know what she answered? Nobody.
حتى عارف شو قالت له ما شفته.
He said, no, I didn't see him.
ما شفته.
I didn't see the king.
كل المجد.
All the glory, I didn't see it.
كل جماله.
All his beauty, I didn't
ما شفتيه.
You didn't see him?
لا لا ما شفته.
And she answered again, no.
طب ليه؟
He said, why?
قالت له لأنه كل الوقت كانوا عيوني مركزين على الشخص اللي كان مستعد يقدم حياته لأجله.
She said, because all my eyes and my mind was focused on the person who was ready to give his life for me.
مسيح عمل هيك.
Christ did the same.
مسيح على الجلجثة قدم ذاته.
At Calvary he gave himself for us.
فلا تبخل بهالتضحية على الناس اللي برا.
So don't you know really hold this sacrifice to let others become alive.
حبهم.
Love them.
خليهم يكونوا مطلعين عليه.
And let them start looking to him.
حب زوجتك بنفس الطريقة.
Love your wife in the same way.
حب زوجك بنفس الطريقة.
Love your husband in the same way.
حب أخوك بطريقة.
Love your brother in sacrificial love.
هاي المحبة اللي دعانا إليها المسيح. محبة مضحية، محبة كاملة.
This is the love that Christ called us to love.
وهذه المحبة اللي أمرنا الرب إنه نكون متمثلين فيه وننقلها للآخرين.
And this love God called us to go and share with others.
إذا ما بتقدر تكون طرف في هالمحبة.
If you cannot be a part of this love,
إذا ما بتقدر تطلع للناس وتخبر عن المحبة.
If you cannot go outside and talk about this love,
كن على الأقل جزء من تتميم هذه الرسالة وبالمحبة للآخرين.
Be at least a part of this love to help others to love and go outside.
اظهر المحبة في كنيستك.
Show this love in your church.
اظهرها لأخوك وأختك.
Show it to your brother and sister.
اظهرها للنيبرهود تبعك.
Show it to your neighborhood.
ونقولها لآخرين بعيدين عنا.
And also pass it to people who is far from you.
تمم ما طلب الرب منك أن تفعل وأن تحب الآخرين وتحضرهم إلى ملكوته.
Fulfill and complete what Christ asked you to do when to get others to His kingdom.
كونوا متمثلين بالله كأولاد أحبة.
Be as dear children, followers of Christ.
أولاد الطاعة.
The children of obedience.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Thank you, Pastor. I certainly put this on. I think the love of God is pretty amazing when you can bring the family together from opposite sides of the world, and it's still family, still brothers. You know, we have that relationship because love is the fruit of the Spirit. And that fruit is in us. And I feel sorry for people who do not have that. And that's part of what we're supposed to do is missions locally and globally. Dan's got our thing that he came up with up here for our mission conference, our theme for the mission conference, doing our part locally and globally. And I really believe it starts with loving one another as Christ loved us. And then we got something special that other people might want. They might want to share that if they're out there in the world that don't experience that kind of love. Brother Dave, you want to come lead us in song, please?